It's Jagged Prayer, a crime story with some adult content and some unexpected humour, thanks to Timothy Spall and a lady in a wimple.
Jagged Prayer by Robert Smith. Where's Father Jack? With Cheryl Campbell, Timothy Spall, Jeremy Finch and Jonathan Oliver.
Who found him?
One man and his dog.
Go on.
Man throws stick in the pond, dog swims after it, grabs for the stick and hoists an arm in a sleeve from the water.
Very King Arthur.
What, sir?
Where are they now?
Bloke was offered counselling, but said he'd rather have a cuppa. Oh, the dog's in shock, sir. Never stopped howling.
Sounds like it's the one who needs counselling. Oh, I hate the countryside. You never know what you're standing in. What did that neurotic muck find?
Male, white, mid-50s, wearing a three-piece suit without the waistcoat.
Perhaps he was buying it by instalments.
This is where we fished him out, sir. The doc said he died of his head injuries long before he hit the water. The divers are searching the bed for a possible murder weapon.
And what's that constable doing?
Paddling, sir.
Hey, you son! Get out of there! Do something useful, get me some coffee!
Make that too!
Yes, sir!
I want this bank and this whole field back as far as the road, search like you were looking for the winning lottery ticket on a rollover week.
Yes, sir.
Do we know who the victim is?
No, sir. He'd nothing on him. No wallet, no mobile, no watch, not a thing.
Somebody did a thorough job.
Well, not quite, sir. When we pulled him out, he was still clutching a chain of rosary beads.
A Catholic?
And he had a fat book wrapped in a carrier bag wedged in his jacket pocket.
What was it, Drowning for Beginners?
A soggy, abridged version of something called the Summa Theologiae by St. Thomas Aquinas.
Too much to hope it's a library book.
No, it looks like it's been well read.
Anything else?
Pages 607 and 608 had been torn out.
Is there a church anywhere around here?
This is the middle of nowhere, sir. One of the carrot crunchers, local officers, told me there's a convent on the edge of the woods.
Where?
About half a mile down the road. There's a driveway. The nuns have a public chapel. People can nip in for communion and a quick confession.
Well, I suppose we'd better have a word with them. Maybe these nuns can tell us what's on our missing pages.
Sister Anise, there's two policemen here.
Where?
In the parlour. They want to speak to Mother Abbess. They must have found out about...
Oh, shut up! You don't know who's listening, not even here. Come on, let's visit a couple of prayer sites on the web. Leave the police to Mother.
Seen any nuns yet?
Heard a couple. Perhaps they've all gone to quicksave, sir.
Some reception room this is, eh? It's freezing, dingy, bare. What's with these metal bars here? And curtains and rows of hard-backed chairs, more like a theatre in a prison.
Oh, sir, please.
Do you think they're going to do us a floor show?
I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, sorry, sister, we were...
I'm Mother, Helen. And you two gentlemen are...
This is Detective Constable Kelp.
Ma'am.
And I'm Detective Inspector Cromwell.
Cromwell? What an interesting name. I don't suppose you're Catholic.
No, I'm C of E.
Then you do go to church.
No, I told you I'm C of E.
You look uncomfortable, Detective Inspector.
Oh, never been inside a convent before.
Me neither.
You're only in the parlour, not in the convent's heart. Please, sit.
You're not what I imagined.
What did you imagine?
I don't know, an extra from Macbeth.
I applaud your literary tastes, but not their application.
What about these bars? Give me the creeps.
I thought police officers were used to seeing people behind bars.
But with this setup, I'm not sure who's on the inside and who's on the out.
We are a contemplative order. This is an enclosed convent. We never leave. The grill is there to remind us that we are separated from the world and to remind our visitors that this life is not the end. A few years ago, my predecessor had the grill taken out, leaving only this counter. It made our parlour look like a council office. When I was elected, I had the grill put back. That way, everyone knew where they were again. One of our novices said that it was good for our feng shui because it restored equilibrium. How's your chi, Detective Inspector?
Went pear-shaped years ago, whatever it is. But I've survived. It would drive me mad being cooped up in here forever.
I find it liberating. Within the cloister, I have total freedom. But outside these walls, there's only stress and violence. Witness the reason you're here. You are here because of the murder, aren't you?
Oh, you've heard.
I hear many things. And I could hardly think your visit was because Sister Anais hacked into the Vatican's computer and inserted a phrase about women priests in the definitive text of the letter to the Hebrews.
You lot have computers?
Cloistered nuns were only recently allowed them by Rome.
And you're already hackers?
We learn fast.
So do criminals.
Does that mean police officers don't?
We're trying to establish the murder victim's identity.
Yes. I'm sure that's an essential part of your job description.
Have there been any strangers around here, ma'am, say in the last week?
No.
Have you had any break-ins recently?
Should we have?
No books been stolen?
No.
Has there been anything unusual?
Do you mean like three wise men and a comet in the sky? No. I'm sorry, I don't think we can be of any help to you.
Aye, thanks for your time. I suppose you missed it. Here's my card. If you do think of anything, drop me a line.
Wouldn't it be better to give me your email address?
I don't have one, do we?
No, sir.
Then if I think of anything, I'll phone you, Detective Inspector. You do have a mobile, don't you?
Why'd you give us such an hard time, sir?
Because I can't stand nuns. They don't do anything and they live off other people.
Well, she's tasty, though.
Tasty? Do you think she's a blonde?
Oh, couldn't see for that headdress, sir. How old do you think?
Didn't look more than about 30. Well, I bet she had 40 candles on her last recorded birthday cake.
She's just right for you then, sir.
You think so?
When are you going to get a mobile, sir?
You drive.
Father Jack.
CID. Sir, it's that nun. She wants to speak to you. I think you're in there, sir.
I don't. Put her through, extension 13.
I'm transferring you now, caller.
Caller? D.I. Cromwell speaking.
This is Mother Helen.
Can I help you, madam?
I hope not. Father Jack's disappeared.
Perhaps it's his party trick. Who is he?
He's our relief chaplain.
Oh, yeah? And what sort of relief does he give?
Spiritual, Detective Inspector. He's gone missing. I'm frightened you might have his body.
It would assist us greatly if you could identify the victim.
I'm only too willing to help the police.
Good.
However, I only leave the convent these days to go to the dentist. By the way, I recommend regular checkups to any man who visits us.
Why just the men?
Because it's hard to tell with them whether they have halitosis or are wearing the latest aftershave.
It could be the atmosphere in your convent. You should get out more, meet some real people.
My last non-oral outing was 3 years ago.
But that was a Cliff Richard concert.
Actually, I attended a conference on making the church relevant to young people. It ended with us singing, "Our God Lives," as a football chant. Since then, I prefer to remain strictly within the convent enclosure.
If you came to make an identification, you could go for a check-up after. Kill two birds with one stone.
Somewhat unfortunate metaphor.
I'm afraid you're going to have to make an exception. I could pick you up if you like. Tomorrow, lunchtime, one-ish, we could take the scenic route to the mortuary.
Very well. You're late, Inspector.
You see, there was this little matter of an armed robbery. They wouldn't hold it up till I got back.
This is Sister Nice.
She'll accompany me.
Oh, hello, sister.
Oh, you're wearing a wire.
No, I always sit like this.
Pissy.
Do you want to get in the front, Mother Helen?
I'll be quite happy in the back.
I'll sit in the front. Oh, car got a CD.
Yeah, let's go, shall we? Good of you to do this.
It's chilly among the dead.
Should try living in a section house.
I'll put him out now, Mum, and you can have a look at him. Oh, they've got a cabinet full of corpses. Which drawer did they file him in, sir?
Third column. Second from the bottom. And here's one we prepared earlier.
Sir?
I warn you, it's a bit of a mess. Please, come over. Kelp will lift the sheet. You just need to have a quick glance.
Are you all right, Mum?
Yes.
Well?
That is... not Father Jack.
It's not.
What are we going to do now, sir? His fingerprints and DNA have drawn a blank.
Are you quite sure that's not Father Jack? Expect you've only ever seen him in a clerical collar.
I'm positive. There is a reason why I know it's not Father Jack.
What might that be?
Because it's Father Ambrose.
Cushy number these priests have. Rose-covered cottage with satellite dish. Nothing to do but be waited on hand and foot by a bunch of nubile young nuns. I could do with some of that myself.
Could you do with having your head bashed in and then being weighed down among the water lilies with a theological tome?
Do you think they tell them that bit when they're training to be priests?
Oh, yes, day one. No signs of any disturbance here. Forced entry?
No, sir. Windows and doors are intact. It's just an ordinary kitchen.
Anything like your kitchen?
You're kidding. You need to wear a germ warfare mask to eat in my gaff.
Not like my kitchen either. This doesn't look like it's been hit by El Nino. It's tidy. In fact, it's too tidy. You could say it's immaculate. Spotless. No socks, no crumbs, not a plate out of place.
Do you think the nuns cleaned it up, sir?
Somebody did. Let's see if they missed anything. Nothing behind this clock. Check inside the dishwasher, Kelp.
Nothing, sir.
Try under that cupboard.
Sir?
Well done, Kelp. We'll have it examined. If this is what I think it is, I'll have to have another chat with Mother Helen.
On your own this time, Detective Inspector.
Yes.
I've been praying for you.
For me? Waste of time.
We pray for everyone who visits the convent.
Very kind of you.
Not really. I drew the short straw.
I'm sorry I put you through that identification.
You haven't told me if you found anything in the priest's cottage.
This Father Jack, he was standing in as the convent's chaplain while Father Ambrose went on holiday.
Yes. Father Ambrose wasn't due back until next Tuesday. He extended his trip by an extra day. He wanted to visit Harrods and Kensington Palace on his return to England.
Had Father Jack been here before?
This was his first year.
Why did you pick him?
We didn't. Father Ambrose always sorts out his own replacement. At least he did.
And Father Jack, he was from a city parish, was he?
I imagine so.
Do you know which parish?
I'm sure Father Ambrose kept a record. He kept meticulous accounts of everything.
Is there a safe in the cottage?
No. Do you mean you didn't find Father Ambrose's files?
Nothing.
Not even his diary?
Well, I don't suppose you remember when you last saw Father Jack.
The last time most of us saw him. 6 a.m. on the Wednesday morning. He said our Mass.
Was there anything unusual about him? Did he seem upset? Was there anything you noticed? Anything out of the ordinary?
I could see his pyjamas beneath his cassock, if that's what you mean. When Father Jack didn't turn up for Mass the following morning, I assumed he was ill. I went to the cottage, but he wasn't there. I waited to see if he'd reappear. When he didn't, by lunchtime, I rang you.
When we searched the cottage, we found a page that had been torn from a book, the one in Father Ambrose's pocket. We discovered it under a cupboard. It had Father Ambrose's blood on it.
Oh.
And somebody else's fingerprints.
And Father Jack, do you think there's any chance he's still alive?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty certain Father Jack's still alive.
Thanks be to the Lord.
In fact, not only am I pretty certain he's still alive,
I'm pretty certain he killed Father Ambrose.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Good morning. My name is Father Jack, and I shall be taking over as your parish priest while Father Lazarus is in hospital.
There you are, sir. A Bible. Wasn't easy finding one in a police station.
You know, Cub, what this place needs is something to help us relax, something to help relieve the pressure and tension.
Well, there is the All Saints calendar in the burglary squad office.
Yes, I've heard that brings some of the lads comfort on long, lonely night shifts. Where did you find that holy writ, anyway?
In the custody suite. Sergeant Watts, it's a Christian. Gave us a riot lecture on the perils of the demon drink.
Too right. Alcohol can have a catastrophic effect on your sexual performance.
I don't think that's quite what he had in mind, sir.
Look at the state of this Bible. It's tatty. And it's scribbled in all the margins.
What do you need the Bible for, anyway? You're not thinking of converting, are you, sir?
No chance.
Well, you seem to be getting on all right now with Mother Ellen.
She's a nun. Never trust a nun, Kelp. Surely your mother told you that.
Not as far as I remember.
Psychiatrist friend of mine reckons the Bible's got some keen insights into the criminal mentality.
Be ye perfect, saith the Lord. St. Anthony sought perfection in the solitude of the desert after selling all he had and living in a pigsty at the bottom of a garden. Clearly, we can't all follow his example. Questions of sociability and hygiene militate against it. We can't sell all we have, but we must remember we are merely stewards of all we possess. Who is worthy to inherit from you, good people? Who can you trust? The meek, saith the gospel, shall inherit. The message is clear. Seek out the meek urgently. Because we don't know when our time will come to an end. If the householder knew when the thief would call, would he not sit up and welcome him with loving arms and a baseball bat?
Could I speak to Mother Helen?
Speaking?
D.I. Cromwell.
Oh. I thought it was someone else trying to sell us plots in a timeshare cemetery.
I've got some good news.
Have you been allocated a computer at last?
We've got the results of the fingerprints we took from your chapel's chalice.
And?
Nice piece of silverware. You should have it cleaned properly.
Does this mean the fingerprints proved useless?
Quite the opposite. They match those we lifted from the page we found.
Then Father Jack...
is our man.
Oh.
I appreciate you finding out which parish he's moved to. Wouldn't have been very easy for us.
I merely use my connections. But I warn you, he won't be there long. Only a few days while the parish priest's in hospital.
Don't worry. We're off to arrest him now. You've been a great help. I want to thank you.
I've been praying for you again.
Always pick the short straw, do you?
No. I'm the abbess. I do get first choice.
They said he was in the Lady Chapel, sir. Can't see him.
He's in that confessional.
How do you know that?
He's got his name above the door.
Do you think there's anyone in with him?
Yes. That's why the red light's on. We'll wait till it changes, and I'll go in the front, you go in the back, and slip the cuffs on him.
Right, sir.
Look, look, there's a woman coming out.
Oh, the light's gone green.
We're on, Kelp.
Oh, shouldn't you join the queue, sir? It seems a bit, you know, improper to barge in front of all them people.
He who is last shall be first. St. Matthew, chapter 20. He who is first shall nick the priest. D.I. Cromwell, chapter 1.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I'm not a Catholic.
Our Lord makes no distinctions. He loves all repentant souls.
I have a confession to make.
What is it, my son?
I'm a police officer.
We all have our crosses to bear.
And you're under arrest for the murder of Father Ambrose.
May
God forgive you.
I hope so. There's a whole convent of nuns going to put a word in for me.
And that was it. He made a full and frank confession. You and the sisters can rest easy in your beds once more.
Would it be that simple? But we recently bought a job lot of futons. Tell me, why did Father Jack do it?
It all came out when we interviewed him. So, why did you kill Father Ambrose?
We had a theological dispute. It got a little out of hand.
Huh, like the Reformation. And what was the nature of this theological dispute?
He was a Thomist, a follower of St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm a freelance Augustinian myself.
Are those the religious equivalents of Los Angeles street gangs? Every time you meet, it's out the submachine guns.
Hardly. We're much more civilized.
Then how come Father Ambrose is dead?
It was an accident.
What was their argument about?
The consciousness of Christ. He argued that our Lord, being truly human and truly divine, on which we had no disagreement, of course, in his human nature, had no cognizance of his divinity, irrespective of the hypostasis. Whereas I argued that, although endowed with free will in his truly human nature, our Lord's sense of mission sprang from an intellection of his divinity via the hypostatic union, as evidenced in the gospel record.
So naturally you killed him?
I didn't mean to.
What did you mean to do? Doesn't sound like you're about to give him your last Rolo.
Haven't you ever been in an argument which was spiraling out of control, but you were helpless to stop it? That's what happened. One minute we were engaged in a polite, reasoned discourse. The next, he was trying to refute my proposition by thwacking me on the head with a Summa Theologiae. I tried to defend myself. The Bible allows it, you know. So does the UN Charter. I wrenched the book from him. Then he caught me with a left hook which knocked me off balance. As I fell, I swung St. Thomas' magnum opus and sent him flying. I must have been knocked unconscious. When I came to, I saw Father Ambrose lying in a pool of his own blood.
But if it was an accident, why didn't he call the police?
I panicked. I didn't think anyone would believe me. Especially not that abbess.
Why wouldn't I believe him?
You know what she's like. You met her, Inspector.
Detective Inspector.
She's jealous.
Jealous?
Of Sister Ulrika.
Really?
I've met Sister Ulrika. She showed me her exotic collection of brass rubbings. Mother Helen's a fine, intelligent woman. She wouldn't succumb to petty emotions like jealousy.
Or love, Inspector.
That goes without saying. I mean, who'd want you? You'll get a sympathetic jury and go down for manslaughter.
He didn't explain why Father Ambrose was back a week early.
You'll probably never know.
Did he show any remorse?
I'm so sorry for what happened to Father Ambrose, and for betraying the inspiration of my beloved St. Augustine of Canterbury.
Inspector Cromwell, there's something not quite right.
You're telling me men in cassocks whacking one another with 700-year-old treaties on charity?
St. Augustine of Canterbury.
Call it an inner voice I have.
Gut reaction, I understand. Women have those.
Not exactly. St. Augustine of Canterbury is known as the co-apostle to the English. It was St. Augustine of Hippo who was the great theologian. I'm glad you could make it, Detective Inspector.
Ah, it's a big turnout.
People are fascinated by convents and nuns. Open days are their only chance to taste and see. And they only get a little slice. The garden party's the highlight of the day. You must have a go on some of the stalls. At 5 o'clock, there's Sister Sam's legendary puppet theatre.
Is that like Punch and Judy?
It's similar. This year, she's doing the story of Judith on Holofernes. Apparently, the decapitation's quite spectacular.
Unfortunately, I'm not here simply for pleasure.
Has something happened?
I found out you don't have to be a Catholic to be a priest.
Try telling that to the Holy Office.
I found out something else too, which you might not like.
I'll judge that for myself.
Father Jack is a parent several times over, but he's not a father.
My Detective Inspector, are you thinking of going to Delphi for your holidays?
Father Jack is a con man as well as a murderer.
Are you telling me he's not a priest?
Yes. Father Ambrose found out and sent a letter to the bishop.
Why didn't he tell me?
He was embarrassed. He was the one who arranged Jack to be his replacement, while he went on a pilgrimage to see the Bleeding Virgin of Lutz.
Even if Father Ambrose knew, it wasn't reason enough to kill him.
Doesn't end there. Father Ambrose suspected Jack was conning elderly pensioners into leaving him all their worldly goods in appreciation of his saintly acts of charity.
Is it true?
Afraid so. I've identified several victims willing to testify. Father Ambrose raced back before the statue could weep its first tear of blood. His intention was to turf Jack out. Instead, he was murdered.
Oh, Mother, don't you realise? If Father Jack wasn't a priest, all his masses were invalid. And our confessions, he wasn't bound by the seal. He could have told any unsavoury character what we told him.
He told me. Oh, don't worry, sister, my lips are sealed. I too have a duty of confidentiality.
Thank you, Inspector.
But I think you're a bit old for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did he say anything about me?
He said listening to your confession was like being pelted with tissue paper. I would take it as a compliment.
I would take it he wasn't listening, mercifully.
It doesn't alter the fact we're all in a state of sin because of him.
I thought Adam was in the frame for that.
You're absolutely right, Detective Inspector.
Not a bad book, that Bible. You should read it sometime.
Sister Uma, there's no need to worry. We received communion and made our confessions in good faith. I'm sure St. Thomas would say we gained grace for that. There was nothing sinful in our actions. I'll ring the bishop. I'm sure he'll say Mass for us tonight. He won't abandon his favourite convent, especially if we offer him ciabatta loaves and Galilee-farmed trout. It comes with passion fruit flambé, if you're interested, Detective Inspector.
Oh, yes, I'm interested. But I have to attend a liaison committee on breaking down community walls.
Then it's goodbye. I hope we never meet again.
Oh. Not quite the farewell I was expecting.
It was murder that brought us together.
Yes, well, if you ever have any more minor crimes here, like bigamy or any football matches you need policing, you know where we are.
And if you ever want any spiritual guidance, although in your case it would mean a long-term course of intensive counselling, you know where we are.
I must go.
Goodbye, Inspector Cromwell.
Kelp, sir. I'll bring the car.
Sir.
You keep an eye on that puppet.
In Jagged Prayer, Where's Father Jack? By Robert Smith. Mother Helen was played by Cheryl Campbell. D.I. Cromwell by Timothy Spall. D.C. Kelp, Jeremy Finch. And Father Jack, Jonathan Oliver. Sister Anais, Beth Chalmers. And Sister Uma, Gemma Saunders. The organist was Neil Brand. And the director, Ned Shaye.